Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. Okay, and we're talking to people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Juanita Gutierrez, please?
This is she.
Okay, ma'am, and before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely to do this survey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and in which state do you currently live? Would that be Texas or other?
Texas.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron County.
Okay. All right, ma'am, out of all personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all the calls on the cell phone? Some on the cell phone and some on the regular home phone, or most of calls on the regular home phone?
No, most of the calls are in the cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. All right, ma'am, are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by candidate for political office?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, make sure we have a representative sample, and what year were you born?
1958.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just go back. Okay, and what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian, Alaskan Native?
Hispanic.
All right. All right, ma'am, and what is the last grade that you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay, high school graduate, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Approve.
Would that be strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
No, strongly approve.
Strongly approve, okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress will be held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democratic.
Would that be probably Democratic or definitely?
No, definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of that person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. Okay. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very, very favorable.
Okay, Donald Trump.
No.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Ugh. Okay, Vicente Gonzalez.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Alejandro Mayorkas. No, I don't think I know him.
Okay, so never heard of him. Okay, and no. Mayra Flores.
No, tampoco.
Mayra Flores, never heard. Okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, moving on. Which of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Would that be crime and public safety, fentanyl and drug addiction, national security and foreign affairs, healthcare, jobs in the economy, climate change, border security, education, inflation and the cost of living, abortion, or taxes? One to be the most important to you.
Pues, Terry, todas son importantes.
But can you give me out of all the ones that I mentioned, one to be, you know, that you would like, you know, for them to, you know, to work on it?
Abortion.
Abortion. Okay, so B, mm-hmm. C. Okay, abortion. All right. All right, ma'am, and thinking ahead to the November elections, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested, and 10 meaning you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10?
10.
10.
Okay. 10.
All right, ma'am, and if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrat Allred, okay. All right, ma'am, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Democrat.
And would that be probably Gonzalez or definitely Gonzalez?
No, definitely Mr. Gonzalez.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez, okay, during the campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress, okay? Or it makes no difference to you one way or the other. Okay, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted, you know, thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, the same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. Would that make you much more to vote for him, someone more, someone less, much less, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you more or less likely, or makes no difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working-class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Would that make you more or less likely, or makes no difference?
I never heard about that.
But like I said, this is just these statements that, you know, you might hear about him, okay? Don't mean it's true or it's a lie, you know, but
yeah,
you might hear about that, okay? So would that make you less likely or not likely? Or no difference?
Less likely.
Okay, less likely. Okay. All right, and Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Would that make you more or less likely, or makes no difference on your opinion or, you know, your vote for him?
He's against or forward?
And no, he supports sex change drugs for children.
Oh, wow. How do you know that? Not likely.
Would that be somewhat less or much less likely? But, you know, like I say, you can do your research, you know, yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for right now, be much less likely or just somewhat less likely to vote for him?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. And
less
last one says this.
Vote for him.
Okay, despite the crisis at the southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration's border policies. Would that make you more or less likely, or makes no difference to you?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now that you have some more information, if the election for U.S. Congress will be held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Mayra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Vicente. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
Vicente.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. We almost finished with this survey, okay? In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
No, strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I don't know, more issues, I guess.
No, on more issues. It's conservative, moderate, or liberal. Those are the three.
Moderate.
Okay, moderate. Okay, and how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Middle class. Right, ma'am, are you currently employed, student, stay-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
No, I'm working.
Employed, all right. And how many jobs do you currently have, one, two, or more?
One.
Just one. All right, ma'am, now thinking about the language you use at home, would you say that in your home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish, but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English, but some Spanish, or only English at home?
No, both, English and Spanish.
Equally, right?
Yeah, equal.
Okay. Okay, and regardless of how you feel today or now, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Would that be Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
No, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? All right. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.